Author, travel writer, and blogger Joshua Samuel Brown explores the uses and pitfalls of social media with writers from a variety of disciplines. But first, it's Air Cascadia with headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. That is coming up next on KBOO. Thanks, KBOO members, for your generous support in our recent membership drive. You make this station possible.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the Cascadia Psychedelic Revival Halloween Meltdown. Thursday, October 31st, 8 till 2:30 a.m., five bands with psychedelic 60s and 70s influences will play the Meltdown at the Bob White Theater in Portland. The bands featured are The Real, Cody and the Wheel, The Kingpins, Coca-Cola, and Mugspoon. They will be performing with the Vintage Oil Slides Psychedelic Light Show by Liquid Lights, Steve Goldsmith, and the Psychedelic Express. That's the Cascadia Psychedelic Revival Halloween Meltdown, October 31st, at the Bob White Theater at 6423 Southeast Foster Road in Portland. More information can be found at the KBOO.FM website. Click on the right side under Community Events Calendar.
Thank you so much to everyone who contributed to our recently completed fall membership drive. Your generosity keeps KBOO on the air. We ended the drive Saturday at 5 p.m., about $10,000 shy of our financial goal. If you missed your chance to donate during the drive, just go to kboo.fm right now and make your contribution. If you did pledge and still need to send us your payment, please aim to do so this week. Thanks very much again to everyone who values KBOO and helps keep it on the air.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Thursday, October 31st, 2013, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. This is community radio because you, the community, make it happen. You are the source for everything that we do here and the support for this type of programming. A great many people, I want to say, who called into a fall membership drive and expressed their belief in free speech and occupying the airwaves. And so once again, I want to say thanks to everyone. Thanks to Cheryl, who became a first-time member, and so many other people. Weather for today. The headlines for today are... It's a virtual avalanche of material, all of which in and of itself makes for a few dramatic sound bites. But in fact, it's the connections between them. And the increasing corporatization of every aspect of public life. We used to be members of a community. Now we seem to have become, not everyone, of course, but many people seem to have become citizens of the self, where the very narrow boundaries of their own world determines what their beliefs are. It's a dangerous place to be. It's a lonely, dangerous place that inspires nothing but fear. And here we are, a community. So we have more NSA goings on. What's happening right now is pretty odd. We have rumors. Kevin Gostolov of Fire Dog Lake has found that the whistleblower, the world's probably preeminent at this moment, Chelsea Manning, is taking a breather from the spotlight, and Edward Snowden has actually stepped into the front ranks of whistleblowing on a good old planet Earth. Gostola reports, a local local in Germany reports a number of details, but the two men, political parties, this is all hinges on Snowden's eventual settling, where he finally ends up, and we do indeed hope it won't be a prison in the United States of America or in some black hole somewhere around the world. Before we come up on the stories for today, just a brief romp through the weather. Well, clearly we've got rain today, probably highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s tonight. Showers probably late and lows in the low to mid 40s. But tomorrow, with the same pattern, continues with rain off and on throughout the day. Temperatures in the upper 50s to mid to low 60s. And the night overcast, rain from time to time, and temperatures in the lower 40s. The alternative forecast is a waning crescent moon. The moon is 26 days old and is a dark moon behind cloudy skies for Halloween. Now, moving into the stories for today, it was an odd, sad coincidence that Portland had two people trying to take their own life by jumping off of bridges. In one case, it was the Vista Bridge, and in the other, it was the Fremont Bridge. You have to think, you know, for every one person that attempts to take their own life, that is a barometer that measures the desperation at large throughout our society right now. Portland is not that big a place, and it, compared with many cities, it is a relatively compassionate place. And the fact that we had these scenes of desperation at two of our bridges should be taken as a measure of what we are not doing, what we are not doing for those who are in the greatest need. You have to take into account what all the factors in these two people's lives which brought them to the point of leaping from a bridge. And that's something that says a great deal more about us as a society, than it does about the attempted suicide. So that said, we are going to hopefully speak today. We wanted to set up a conversation with Kevin Zeese and Margaret Flowers, two preeminent leaders in the push for single payer as well as the Occupy movement. They wrote a piece that just came out It's on truthout.org. And the article is Obamacare, the biggest insurance scam in history, something which we most all of us are bitterly aware of. Of course, is perhaps the best advertisement ever for single payer. Inevitably, that's where we're heading. And that's a very good thing. The length of time it's going to take us to actually get to a rational and a compassionate system, that's the key here. And we don't speak about public health anymore. It's a phrase that is redolent of the 70s and it seems to have fallen out of favor in the 80s. We talk instead about our medical insurance, but public health. This is what we need to resuscitate once again, the notion of public health for everyone, public health that does not come at such a crushing price that it drives people to leap from bridges. We're going to try and speak with Dr. Margaret Flowers in just a moment. First, though, a few highlights from the article. What they write is the ACA, that, of course, being the Affordable Care Act, takes our failed market-based system to a whole new level by forcing the uninsured to purchase private health plans and using the government to sell and subsidize them. They go on, but sadly, most Americans are being manipulated into supporting the ACA, and they don't even know that they're being bamboozled. Well, sure, but, you know, I think a lot of people feel that it's important to support this because we cannot afford to give the Republicans, particularly the Tea Party contingent, we can't afford to give them an inch. Supporting the Affordable Care Act is merely one way of propping up the barricades. It, of course, is a complete disaster. It can't work. The reason why their website it failed so miserably was, of course, the plethora of insurance companies and the complexity of the way that they have structured their businesses. If it was single payer, this, of course, would never have happened. It would have been a very easy launch. Everybody could have been on board by now. And there would be no need for an application because, of course, if single payer, everybody is already on board. We're going to keep trying to reach Kevin Zeese and Margaret Flowers throughout the program. I want you to hear this straight from them. Listeners to Cascadia know of Margaret Flowers' work and are familiar with what she does, and she's an extraordinary person. The piece I just want to mention also notes that the Secretary of Health and Human Services, poor old Kathleen Under the Gun Sebelius, is seeking funds from groups like the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and, get this, wait for it, H&R Block. And further, The Hill noted that Obama himself made a vague but personal appeal for a close partnership, pay attention to that, with insurers, which some in the industry saw as a precursor to direct fundraising pitches. So there it is, in black and white, as it were, or perhaps wavy green lines as an audio piece, which, alas, we do not have. And returning, of course, to Washington, although Obamacare stretches its greedy talons from coast to coast, here in Cascadia, a group fighting food labeling in Washington has broken the record. They're fighting to stop manufacturers from clearly labeling food products as containing GMO substances. I shudder to refer to it as actual food. But there is, in fact, a group that's fighting food labeling. They broke a record of the most money raised by an initiative campaign in Washington state history. was financed by the five big biotech giants and a food industry group. This is the No on 522 committee. Okay, wait for it. We're almost out of time here, but this group is definitely not out of money. They've raised nearly $22 million to defeat Initiative 522, which would require foods containing genetically engineered ingredients to carry a label. What's wrong with that? They put labels of all kinds of other very deadly things on food all the time. People rarely read it, and nonetheless, some of us are interested and feel we have a right to know what is in the food. If you're going to eat processed foods, you have to know these things. The initiative supporters raised about $7 million, mostly from natural food companies and others, but there's a big difference between $7 million and $22 million. The initiative supporters have got their work cut out for them. We have more on Kevin, on the eventual whereabouts of Edward Snowden, and more information continues to come out. We owe this man a debt of gratitude. His future is far from certain, and he's taken the ultimate risk. It's essentially one man going up against the might of the U.S. government, and it's the corporate element behind a lot of the NSA spying efforts. This has been a Cascadia for Thursday, October 31st, 2013. Rock Bergeron engineered the show today. Thanks so much, Rock. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned. And once again, thanks for your generous support.
Flashpoints, more on the close range.